Sometimes the season is money-making. Sometimes the season is infrastructure building now so that the bigger money can come in. Sometimes the season is writing the book. Sometimes the season is working with a one-on-one client. Sometimes it's group. Sometimes it's courses. Like, you know, so there isn't a formula exactly to money manifesting when it's not being divinely guided.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
All right, queens, welcome to today's Divine Living Podcast. I am really excited to come to you today on the topic of money manifesting like a queen. And I know that money is just one of the biggest topics on the planet. It's one of the biggest ways women struggle, and it's one of the biggest ways women silently suffer. And I know this from personal experience. I know this from having such the privilege and honor to have mentored so many women around the world, thousands and thousands of women, because this deep angst, this deep pain, this, you know, experience of stuckness, or when the fears are swirling of not enoughness. And what I've come to find out is that really the number of zeros don't actually matter. What matters to me, and what I am so lit up about, is women developing a highly vibrant, alive, and healthy relationship with money. Now, part of why I love helping women who are like deep in the struggle, those are the easiest ones to work with. Why? Because pain is a motivator. Now, when we let pain become our new normal, when we let experiencing ourselves in debt, when we let ourselves find ourselves saying that we can't do things that we like because we don't have the money, and we let that become the new status quo, not a good place. However, it took me, you know, a hot minute to get really uncomfortable, but I did. And most women who are in serious financial struggle, can't pay their bills, can't do what they want in life, are really held back by the money story. They're the most fun, easiest ones to work with because they, at some point, at least the ones that come to me, get to this place of becoming unavailable to struggle any longer. And that's where we see the manifestations. That's where we see the breakthroughs. That's where we see women turning their yearly income into their monthly income and then some. And there's another category of women that I do care very much about also, because once I graduated from the first category I just discussed, I found myself in the second category, and that's being really comfortable, able to pay the bills, now out of debt, can afford the nice things. And there isn't, unless there is, there isn't that same fire to go for it, to really grow. And it's not just about accumulating more money, at least not for women like us, but it's about us not getting stuck in what really is a very nice status quo, but isn't the expansiveness and the epicness that God has in store for each and every one of us. So there's a lot of myths about money. There's a lot of lies about money. There's a lot of ways in which we hold ourselves back and within our own relationships to money. And it is my sincere prayer that this episode unleashes in every woman listening, whatever your next level is, whatever breakthrough you're looking for, whatever inspiration, whatever permission, big thinking, any and all of it, that's what we're going to be asking for. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you for the opportunity to look more deeply into the destiny that you have designed for each one of us. We know that you have created each one of us with a royal purpose. And we know that these incredible purposes, these ways that we and we alone are meant to contribute in the world, come at a very high vibration. And that high vibration requires an abundance of wisdom, an abundance of power, an abundance of responsibility, an abundance of reverence, and an abundance of money. And so we pray over every area of our destiny. And today we look specifically in how we can unleash, open up, and not hold ourselves back from what you have in store for us, first and foremost with our purpose, and then specifically in our purpose's relationship with money. And we pray this believing, amen. All right, so the way that I like to work with money manifestation is really, ironically, not getting too big picture. I don't mind a few vision boards on a few New Year's days and a few like big thinking, like one day I'm gonna dot, dot, dot. Because I think, you know, for you to have a general sense of where you're headed and what lights you up and the ways that you would be so excited to contribute in the world, that's great. That's powerful. It's important. And one day what feels like that big dream that was so far off in the future all of a sudden becomes in your past. But the thing that I think has kept me the most sane, the least anxious in terms of money manifestation, is focusing on the here and now and a pretty short container, pretty small container of the next level increment. And that container, it's up to each woman, but for me, it's not typically more than 90 days out. For me, it's like if when I get too big of a container, it feels too unmanageable to me. It starts to feel too heavy, too daunting. And, you know, look, you can say what you want about me, but I have a very low tolerance to pain of any kind. So I'm going to go into shutdown super fast if anything is going to feel too heavy or too daunting. But when I'm in the present moment, when the initial desires are closer, then I feel that it becomes more manageable. I feel like I can take greater responsibility on my mindset energetically, my prayers spiritually, and my actions as well. And it's the future tripping that, well, actually, it's two things that trip me up. Future tripping trips me up, and also putting undue pressure on, relatively speaking, baby businesses with too short of a time period also messes people up too. Now, in general, it is easier to hold a higher frequency for a shorter amount of time. So whenever you've heard me talking about any of my manifesting stories that were like kind of the what seemed like the overnight success, really drawing those miracles in, like when I had 5 tickets sold 2 weeks before an event and day of the event, there were 354 tickets sold and people in the room, I was able to hold a higher frequency for a shorter amount of time. That is a really high frequency. That takes such a level of commitment, and it's on a certain level exhausting, if I'm going to be really honest with it. So I've seen when I get too far into the future or put too much pressure on the baby business. And what I mean by that is I see women all the time say, I need to make, you know, $10,000 by next month, or I want to hit my whatever goal in whatever time period when it's too short of an amount of time. And what I have found is, first of all, we get to open up our big thinking. All things are possible. And I've experienced the instantaneous manifestations and I've experienced the marathons, basically the sprints and the marathons. And what I find most exciting and most important, and this would have annoyed me, by the way, if I heard anyone telling me this when I was a little bit previous on the journey. What's most important is your relationship with God. And what I mean by that is when you are connected to source, there's a divine timing, and that is the bliss. That is the bliss. And you're going to be able to gauge your intuition a bit better about not setting yourself up for unnecessary defeat. And what I mean by that is putting too much pressure on the baby business, like, I got to make this amount of money within this really short time period. If you do, it's available. $1 million can come in tonight. Like, whatever. That's not big numbers to God. But your process and your purpose and your growth and your evolution, that's what matters to God, and I would presume ultimately to you. So when you take a look at what is this season in your life about, this next 30, 60, 90 days, let's say, and when you get that inspired instinct, like, okay, this season is about me getting out of debt. This season is about me getting my first paying client. This season is about me setting myself up to double the income, like whatever it is. When you get into what this season is about, you move forward with all the focus that you've got. Not 18-hour days, but all the focus, all the intention. You do the inner work first, and then you do the outer work, which is the action taking. And I think that when you're really clear on your intention versus a want, when you're really clear on what the must actually is. And our industry is really tempting to get distracted because we're looking around and we're seeing all these big numbers fly around from launches to thousands of people in Facebook groups and how much money people are making and blah, blah, blah. God doesn't care. God cares about whatever this season in your life is meant to be about. So when you get really clear about what the must is and the why behind it, I find that's really super helpful. So I don't know. This one's just coming to mind. I remember I was doing like most of my business model. What was this? Probably 2000. Oh no, it had to be later than that. It doesn't really matter, but 2009, 10, 11, 12, in that era. I was loving doing live events. They were also kind of excruciating. Like they would sort of kill me until I got there. And then like the day of, it was awesome and amazing. And then I'd make a bunch of money, have a great time. And then it was like, got to do it all over again. And so I remember when I launched the Academy, I had this dream, this desire that I was now ready for a seven-figure launch, not from selling from the stage. From doing it through a video launch, because like the four-part video series had just kind of come out at that time. And so, but I had been really prepared for the whole season before, for years before, really working on the kinks and growing and developing and learning about live events and how to sell from the stage and fill the audience and all that. Like it became time for me to graduate and I knew it and I felt it. And I remember saying that prayer that I am ready to graduate into doing a seven-figure launch from the comfort of my home through a video series. That was the prayer. And you'll find that when it's in alignment with God's timing for you, it was, we did way more than seven figures. I think we did over a million. And then that first group was like, wait, we want more than the Academy. We want masterminds on top. I had no plan on doing anything other than one program. Like that was like, and I was like, well, let's do that. And I think then we end up doing about, I don't know, 1.8 million between the two. So I want you to know that like even more than what you dream can be coming your way. And then there's been other times where either I've done launches or I've seen people do launches where they want to make a certain amount of money, but it doesn't really come from this divine inspiration. And it's not just about financial greed either. I don't think that any of us got into the industries that we have because of that, but it just doesn't mean it was necessarily divinely guided. There have been other times when I've gone through launches and I'll put programs out there, well-meaning, knowing that they're going to benefit people. And it's like, I'd like to make X number of amount of money, or I want X number of people in this particular program. And it was a bit more self-sourced. I think that's probably the distinction. Being divinely guided, being self-sourced in the way that it was like Gina came up with the idea, or I wanted to, I would see other clients just be like, well, I want to make this amount of money because I want to pay off all my debt by this date. And again, nothing wrong with it. It's just that if it's not going to be divinely guided, A, it's probably not going to happen, or B, even if it does, it's going to be really, really difficult. So I've learned to make my prayer, especially when it comes to money manifestation, dear God, show me what you have in line for me. Because one thing that happens by the time you turn 48 and you've done enough, all right, failed endeavors is probably a bit dramatic, but when you've had enough experiences, here it is, of having done something that was just divinely guided, that was so joyful, it was like the easiest way you made the biggest amount of money. It was like it felt so natural. And then having a considerable number of experiences where I worked harder than ever to make less money and less impact than ever, you start to wake up and be in tune with, okay, as powerful as we are, and I think that we all believe that we are as humans, that I believe there's a guiding force. I call that force God. You can call it what you want. But when I'm really being led versus rolling the sleeves up and making it happen, when I'm really letting things come to me, whether it's ideas or opportunities or people, where I'm able to recognize like when my season really is. I remember when Probably Gabby Bernstein and Chris Carr and Danelle Laporte were like all coming out with their books. I don't remember the exact dates, probably in the 2012 era-ish. I remember being tempted to be like, I want a book. And yet I also had enough wisdom at that time to like, it wasn't my time. Like I wasn't really divinely guided. My ego wanted a book because I wanted to, whatever, get the bigger media and the attention, blah, blah, blah. But I had enough sense to know that that wasn't my season. And so sometimes the season is money-making. Sometimes the season is infrastructure building now so that the bigger money can come in. Sometimes the season is writing the book. Sometimes the season is working with a one-on-one client. Sometimes it's groups. Sometimes it's courses. Like, you know, so there isn't a formula exactly to money manifesting when it's not being divinely guided. And so that is my prayer for each and every one of you today, that you would, in confidence, in faith, in grand expectation for the biggest way for you to do life, what is this season about? Like, do you really need to pay off those credit cards right now? Like, are you being divinely guided? Because I remember when I was in debt, had tax liens, all things, not making suggestions, just sharing one woman's perspective, where my season was to indulge in lifestyle desires. Like, I was making money and going to Italy. I was making money and buying Jimmy Choo's. I was making money and like hiring some team members. And then I remember I made this big chunk, well, big for me at the time, and the desire became to pay off that tax lien. And so if I had like forced myself to be the like, you know, good citizen and Gina, you need to pay your taxes off first before you go to Italy, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have even made that big amount of money. So I'm going to really invite you to not operate from a place of should, to not operate from a place of ego, to not operate a place of like, you're never going to get your share. You're never going to, you know, you're going to be left behind. That what is the most alive way for you to show up in your day today? And that will help those of you who are still in the struggle. That will help those of you who are in the danger of the comfort zone, whether you got your cushy job or your cushy business at a certain level, and you're like, I don't really know if I want to do another sales call right now or whatever. It's like, how, like, what is meant for you today in a way to show up in the next biggest way? And it looks different for every woman at every different juncture. And I think the more we women give ourselves permission to be us and to hear the voice of the divine and trust it. Trust it. Like, you don't have to be worried that if you're looking for God, that you're going to miss the guidance. Like, there's confirmation that gets to come. And, you know, sometimes my seasons are slower and sometimes they're faster. And sometimes it's more behind the scenes. And sometimes it's more flamboyant in center stage. And like I said, I think the thing that I'm most committed to in terms of money manifestation, by the way, don't let this sound like any form of giving up and doing any form of spiritual bypass. Like, well, whatever God wants, we'll bring into my life. No. This is a very active, intentional, like, dear God, what is the highest way that you want to use me in my life today, since today is all I got? Or when you are clear on that non-negotiable desire, like, okay, here's the desire. It's going to cost this amount of money. I know that I know that I know that this is being spiritually guided, that I am meant to have this. So how is this money meant to come? And listen, and then take the action steps. I remember, I love telling stories about back in the day because I'm not a big fan of doing therapy on my audience about something that I'm in right now, but I'm actually into something like current going on. So there's something that I am obsessed with manifesting. And I have been for a hot minute now. The idea came to me, I don't know, maybe, where are we? Maybe 5-6 months ago. And I was like, yes. Yes, and yes, seeing it, visualizing it, calling it in, got everything lined up. And circumstances that happened to be a bit COVID related couldn't move forward at that time. So like the whole thing was not over, but it was definitely put on pause. All right, keeping the faith, like not letting that go away. And so there's a significant amount of money that's needed for this particular manifestation. And being the girl from Detroit, I have manifested a lot of my money in a, I'll say it, high-end, scrappy way. I mean, I've manifested a lot of my desires. Like, I'll be like, fine, I'll do that next discovery call. Like, you know, I'll roll up my sleeves. I'll send 490,000 eight more mailers out. Like I'll do that. And there's a part of me that I love that part of me, my willingness to do anything to get the job done. And this time, I wasn't available for that. I wanted to create a different experience of money manifesting, but manifesting this particular desire. And I visualized and said, okay, what would be my dream way of experiencing this desire fully manifested? And I saw the picture very clearly. And the short version is it was just filled with so much ease. It was that there was an abundance of money that made this particular transaction like easy, where so often this particular desire can be very complicated. And so with that, I stayed in that vision. And then I held it I was like, yes, I am choosing to have a more adult relationship, adult experience in the way that this money is going to be manifested, that there's going to be more than enough money and it's going to come in ahead of time. Sister has done her share of 11th hour miracles and I'm grateful for every single one of them, but can I get an amen on how stressful those are? Okay. So I am really seeing this vision that there's more than enough money way ahead of time and that this transaction goes through with such a level of ease. And so I had zero idea on how to do that because I only know how to roll my sleeves up and do all the stuff I told you about before. But I decided to trust. And so I would continue to pray. I was like, dear God, show me, because the number was too big and the timeline was too short. Dear God, show me. And so when I did that, I actually, I think it was January 2nd. It was like almost audible, not exactly, but almost audible. It was very clear that I was supposed to double down on my podcast strategy. And I still don't exactly know, like all the dots aren't connected by that, but doubling down on the podcast strategy. Well, I love doing podcasts. So I'm like, okay, great. Yes, I'll happily double down on podcast strategy. Well, January came and Glenn decided to move to Miami. And then we had a launch going and there's this. And so my coach is asking me, she's like, Jeannie, you got guidance to double down on your podcast strategy. Oh, by the way, no, like, let me back up the bus. I was complaining to my coach that my money manifestation plan wasn't happening as quickly as I wanted it to. And she said, well, where are you at with this podcast strategy? You got the guidance. I'm like, I don't have time for that right now. I'm in a launch. I'm doing challenges. I'm moving across the country. I'm this. And then she's like, what are you getting upset about? So the point is, when you are divinely guided, the way that you are meant to manifest and the speed, if you actually follow the guidance, is going to be so much easier, so much lighter, so much more powerful, so much more abundant. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. But you do need to avoid the temptation to think that you can pull the flower open to make it blossom. So all of this to say, no one needs to be in struggle. No one needs to be in a plateau. No one needs to be in fear about manifesting anything, let alone money. But we do all, I believe, need to much more deeply commit to being guided. Like, we deserve to let spirituality be our superpower. We deserve to access the limitlessness of this universe where we do get to bend time and space. I believe that we deserve to receive on such a higher level, such a bigger level, such a more abundant level, and that only from this place are we really going to shine our light more brightly, which is what this world needs from each and every one of us, especially you. And so it's guidance is what I'm going for in terms of really being committed to the next money manifesting. And the guidance comes in clear. It doesn't necessarily connect all the dots. So don't think that you have to have the whole plan. Trust that the next step is enough. And when you take that step, you will be guided to the next step and the next step and the next step. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about confirmation. And so this is when I was talking about, you don't need to be concerned about if you're really, really looking for God's guidance, that you're going to miss it. Because I know those times within me. I know the times when I'm like trying to force my will on the universe and God versus really, really being available for God's will. And when you're available to listen and when you're available for God's will, you get to ask for confirmation. You get to say, okay, this is the guidance I'm getting, but I'm not going to make a move until it is confirmed that this is the path you want me to take. And then the scriptures talk about you can ask for 2 to 3 confirmations. So you don't need to be worried as much as you get to continue to ask and deeply listen. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for your commitment to just strengthening, healing, and getting that money story super strong. And yes, just remember that that next level, it's there for you. It's there for all of us. So let's each of us individually do our part to get to our next level because of who else it will inspire and serve as well. Mwah! Lots of love. Until next time. Thanks so much for being here today. Whew. I know I feel better. I hope you feel better. I want to invite you to make sure that you are signed up for the Q Club premiere. That's right. This is 5 days where you just get to come and be given to the desire that you we're talking about you manifesting, it's going to be just enhanced and supported so much more over these 5 days of goodness of you getting so great at divine living. So I want to make sure you're there. It's totally free. Tell all your friends about it. Check out the links in the show notes and make sure you are signed up because it's only 5 days. I want to make sure that you get in on it. Lots of love, ladies. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.